We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, A Winter's Tale.
Dad? Dad? Are you in? Dad? I'm home, Dad!
I don't believe it. He's having a shower.
What's your name?
Don't enter. I'm terribly sorry, Dad. I forgot. I completely forgot. I mean, it went right out of my mind.
What are you talking about?
I haven't brought you a present.
Present?
What for? Your birthday, of course. I've forgotten. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bob.
Not my birthday.
Not your birthday? Oh, come on, Dad. It's got to be. You're having a wash. Happy birthday, dear Bob.
Barney, I can have a wash if I want.
Well, you never used my shower cabinet before.
I've never had half a ton of soot fall on me before. I was sweeping the chimney. And flipping birds.
You're lucky it was only soot. Well, now you're in there, how do you like it?
It's all right.
Paper, I don't want you to think that I'm interfering. But I think it would be more efficacious if you was to take your underpants off.
Well, I'm not taking my underpants off for anybody. Somebody might come in.
Oh, Dad, no.
What?
You've got to wash it up in there. Well, we've got to eat off of those.
No, there's no use wasting good hot water. Yeah, the hot water put in here, but not down in the kitchen where I need it.
It's the one you haven't got your laundry in with you. Or your rubber plants. Come on, out of her. Hey, that's my shower. I'm not having dirty old men a bluting in it.
I did not a bluting in it. Come on out.
We'll be like Southend with the tide out by the time you've finished. We'll be able to breed a few thousand lugworms in there.
I'm nearly finished. Good, ain't it? Get in the old gin bar. How much did it cost?
Not much. £180.
£180? Just have a wash.
You want your brains tested. How much is that a wash?
Well, that depends on how much he uses it. If it was yours, it would cost you £90 a time. As it's mine, and I use it twice a day, practically nothing. In any case, I got a grant from the council on account of we're on the list as a deprived family. Now I know the ropes, I'm going to clobber them next year for an indoor carthy. And the money I get from that, I'm going to put it towards my holiday.
Holiday?
You coming out of there?
I won't be long. I ain't done me privates yet.
Ooh, good. I'm surprised you're taking a chance having a shower. Seeing the effect that film Psycho had upon you.
What do you mean?
Well, supposing I was an homicidal maniac, and I crept in here while you was in the shower, and I took out me great big meat up like this, and I crept under the shower, and I pulled back the curtains, and...
Get out! Go away!
Your underpants wouldn't be much protection then, would they?
Stop about.
Nobody would know. The blood would all run away down the plug hole.
Stop it, Gerald. It's not funny.
It's a perfect opportunity to get rid of you. I could disappear without a trace. And then, when there was about 200 bottles of milk on the doorstep, the police would break in, and what would they find?
A bloodless corpse lying on the floor of the shower bath, surrounded by the washing up and rubber plants. Ritual in Shepherd's Bush Junkyard. Inspector Lestrade says this man was a human sacrifice. He's on the trail of a gang of witches.
They bury you in unconsecrated ground.
Dong, 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 dong.
wrong.
You found me. Here's unwrapped the twist.
What did you say?
Nothing. Let me out, Harold. I've got to get your tea ready. I've got some lovely tea for you. Would you like to make a grill?
Yeah.
With kidneys?
Yeah.
And I'll go down to the Chinese restaurant and get some takeaways. Spare ribs, crispy noodles.
You're frightened, ain't you? Look at you. You've got a big shake on, haven't you? Come on out. Dry yourself. You'll catch pneumonia. Come on downstairs in front of the fire.
I bet you're cold now. All them layers of dirt has gone. It's like shedding your winter skin. You were scared silly then, weren't you?
You're petrified of dying, you are.
Of course I am.
I can't think why. You've had your 80 years. You're living on borrowed time as it is. But I can't understand why you want to hang on. I don't know why you just don't turn it in and have done with it.
I'll see you off, mate. I'm in better nick than you are. I'll throw the first handful of dirt down on you, don't worry.
Yeah, you probably will, admit. I've no desire to hang about as long as you have. I can't see what enjoyment you gets out of it. You got no teeth. You can't chew your meat. Your eyes are going numb. You're too old for a bit of nookie.
Hooey!
I can't see why you bother. In a well-organised, less sentimental society, you would have been put down. Well, if you don't fancy that, you could go in for the old chirogenics.
What's that?
Well, when you conk out, they bang you in a deep freeze, like they're doing in America. Then in 100 years' time, or so, when they've found a cure for all the things that's been wrong with you, they open the door, warm you up, and Bob's your uncle. Alive in the year 2070. Halbert Steptoe, the interplanetary junk man. Now the first totter on Mars. Here he comes. Hurling through space with a rocket full of rubbish. 100 hours estimated splashdown on Clapham Common Pond, bless. What do you reckon? I'll put you in the fridge now if you like. I'll move the shells out.
What are you up to?
What do you mean?
I know you. Whenever you go ranting on about me being a burden and getting rid of me, it means that you want to do something and you think I'd be in the way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What holiday?
Pardon?
The money you're going to get from the council, you said you put it towards holiday.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
All right. I'm going on holiday.
Without me?
Well, I wouldn't put it like that. I'm just going on my own.
Without me?
Well, if you want to put that interpretation on it...
Well, what other interpretation is there? If you're not going on your own, you're going without me.
Look, I didn't think of it as going without you. I just thought of it as going on my own.
It's the same thing.
Only if you think we're indivisible, and I don't. You are you, and I am me. And I didn't even think about you.
Oh, I see. That's good, ain't it? You spend 40 years of your life bringing up a baby, and then he doesn't want to think about you.
Oh, God. I didn't figure you in terms of my holiday, that's all.
That's all right. You don't have to explain. I understand. I'm living on borrowed time, so I don't need a holiday. It's a waste of money. If I dropped down dead halfway through the fortnight, we'd lose a week's lodging. Very practical.
You know very well that is not my motivation at all. In any case, I could take an insurance out. If you drop dead, I could get a rebate. It's just the way I'm going won't appeal to you. I mean, I'm not going for a restful holiday. Well, I'm going for an athletic one.
You dirty little devil.
There are other forms of athletics.
When are you going?
Next week.
Next week? It's the middle of winter. There's nothing happening in Bognor in February.
I'm not going to Bognor.
We always go to Bognor.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to Obergurgle.
Over what?
Gurgle.
I've heard of every other place in the South Coast, but I've never heard of Obergurgle.
Well, when I say Obergurgle, I might decide to go to Switchenbrugge. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Switchenbrugge?
It's in Austria.
What do you want to go to Austria for? What's wrong with Bognor?
Dad, with all the best will in the world, it is very difficult to go skiing in Bognor at any time of the year.
Skiing? You?
Why not? I've always wanted to go on a skiing holiday. I've never been able to afford the gear. It's very pricey. So I've been collecting bits here and bits there off and around. All I was missing was my ski sticks. Then this morning, I picked up these for 15 bob. Here, look, look, look.
What are they?
Ski sticks.
They look like park keepers' waste paper sticks.
Well, they're not. They're ski sticks. See? Hans Schwitter. 1932 Olympic Games. They're professional visas, mate.
Where do you put your feet?
You don't put your feet on these. This is for your ends. I mean, this is very important if you want to... Well, if you want to move, for instance. I've got the lock now. I'm all kitted out and ready for off. Over Gurgle, here I come. I'll show you my gear if you're interested. Look, here. Oh. I've got hats, named sweaters, trousers, boots, and anoraks. All from some old bird whose husband was killed by an avalanche. Well, not exactly by an avalanche. Apparently, he saw it coming, and he was doing 60 miles an hour down the Zugs pit. And he tried to go around both sides of a pine tree at once. Boom. Bit of luck he was my size, really. Otherwise, I shouldn't have been able to go. Look at this gear. Beautiful. Well, she's had it all cleaned. There's not a blood stain left on it. There's 150 quid for the gear here. 50 bob the lot. Well, pleased she was. It's only been worn once. And these is my means of transport. I mean, look at that workmanship. Well, here's the finish. Racing skis, these are.
They're different colours.
I'm going to paint one, aren't I?
That one's longer than that one.
I'll cut a bit off it, won't I?
Well, if you want to look at Burke, it's up to you.
I'm not going to look at Burke. There might be anybody better dressed out there than me.
Wearing welding goggles.
You give me them back! You had to pick on the one thing, didn't you? This is just a stopgap, that's all. I shall hire a pair of proper goggles when I get to Obergurgle.
Obergurgle.
Here, it's a lovely place. Look, look, I've got a brochure. Look, look, look at that. Look, just look, look. See? Mixed with all the jet set. Be an international playboy. From 8 days and nights. £14.10, including airfare. Yeah, yeah. Look at the photographs. Oh, isn't that the most beautiful place you have ever seen? The mountains, the snow, the winter sunshine. Look at them. Lying out the veranda in their bikinis. Well, I can't wait to get up there amongst all that suntan rumpo.
There's plenty of rumpo over here,
eh? I want brown rumpo, mate. We're no brown rumpo in England in February.
There's plenty round here. We're the only wild family down the street.
I'm going to. You might as well get used to it. I don't get much out of life. I didn't get an holiday last year. It'll only be for 8 days and nights.
What about the business?
What business? We never do much at this time of the year. Shut the place up. Why don't you go away as well?
Where would I go?
Well, your sister's. You're always complaining, you never see her. Go up and see your sister in Stoke-on-Trent.
Stoke? In February? It'll be full of tourists. I'll never get in.
Well, there's some nice countryside round here.
I'm not going to Stoke-on-Trent. In February.
Ah, well, I've made my suggestion. I mean, you go where you like. Just as long as you keep away from Obergurgle.
I wouldn't be in your way.
You're not coming. Anyway, you can't. Even if I wanted you to come, you can't. And I don't. I got the last booking. There's an empty bed in the whole of Obergurgle.
I could sleep in yours. You're not planning to spend much time in it.
You're not coming. That's final.
You never want to take me anywhere with you these days.
What do you mean, these days? I never wanted to take you anywhere. I just can't get rid of you. This happens every year. I've never had an holiday on my own yet. The last time I went abroad on my own was to Germany with the army. And that was touch and go. You wanted to join up then. Everywhere I go, you're there. Every time I turn around, you're there. I can't go to the bloody lavatory without you waiting outside. You follow me everywhere. I mean, it's not natural.
Don't.
You do.
It's not true.
See? I'm going in the kitchen. You're following me.
I'm not. I want to go into the kitchen as well.
Right, go on, then. I'll wait. You go in the kitchen. I'll wait out here.
No.
You see? You didn't want to go in the kitchen, did you? You just wanted to follow me. You see? You're doing it again.
Oh, I thought thought we was talking.
I know how the horse feels now. When she's sweating, it don't matter how fast she runs, she can't get rid of the flies. All I want is a bonnet on my arm with no flies buzzing round me. All right.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, for two people who live as close as us, they need a break.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, even married people go on separate holidays sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. If I have a good time, I might even be glad to see you when I come back for a few days.
I'll be glad to see you, Harold. I'm always glad to see you. I look forward to coming home every night.
You're not coming.
No, I know.
You wouldn't like it. But there's nothing out there for you. There's no welk stalls, no knees up. Even the bingo's in German. What's the German for legs 11?
I don't know.
You see, you'd never get a full house. You'd be miserable.
Yeah. Well, don't you worry about it. You go and enjoy yourself. Never mind about me. I'll be all right.
I'll send you a card.
Don't bother, son. Put me right out of your mind. It'll do you good. Don't worry about me. I won't be on my own. I'll go down to the cemetery and sit with your mother.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll go on my own this year and I'll see what it's like. Then once I've learnt all the wrinkles, I'll take you over there next year.
Yeah. All the year after.
I mean it.
I know you do. I look forward to it. Oh, well. I got my room. I don't suppose you want me down here. Irritating you.
Dad, there's no need to be like that.
Like what?
Well, you know. Irritating.
You've made it quite clear, Harold. You'll be off next week. I'll try and keep out of your way between then and now. Good night. See you tomorrow, if we happen to bump into each other.
He's not coming. He's not coming.
Well, that's that. What do you think of it?
I was all right. What is it?
It's a practice piste.
A what?
A piste. That's a French for ski slope. Piste.
Oh.
That's for beginners. That's so I can get a bit of practice before I get onto the real stuff. I built it myself.
I can see that.
Yeah, you see? See, it's like a ramp. Now, from the stable roof down into the yard. It's fiberglass service. It's covered in axle grease. I climbed on the stable roof, and I can ski down it lovely.
You could go down to the park and use the kid's slide.
Yeah, I thought of that. It's too narrow. This will do for what I want.
Very nice. How does the horse get out?
Oh, yes. Oh, well, it's only for the weekend. Well, she don't go out on weekends. I'll take it down on Monday. Oh, I got to practice, Dad. I've never done this before. It's a very hard to a sport. You've got to be really fit. I mean, I've got to get my muscles tuned up. Well, I don't want to be knackered on my first day there, do I? You must admit, it's a beautiful piece of engineering.
Waste of money. You could have practiced down the stairs.
Don't be ridiculous. The skis are longer than the stairs.
You used to when you was little. You used to come down on your mother's best Sunday tea tray, pretending you was a bobslayer.
Did I really?
Yeah. And then, I remember one winter, I brought you a pair of ice skates home from the round. And they all had a leak, and when it froze over, you went out skating all over the world.
Yes. Not exactly some of it, was it?
No. And now, you're going out there to do the real thing, eh? Times have changed.
Oh, yes. Winter holidays is no longer the prerogative of the rich. Everybody's at it. The mountainside is dotted all over with the working classes these days. Not that I hope to meet any of them where I'm going. Well, I'll just put my skis on again.
Here.
Read that ski plan brochure out to me again, Dad. You know, page 9.